KXCI Community Radio, in partnership with Tucson Values Teachers, is proud to bring you a teaching moment to celebrate Teacher Appreciation Week, May 6th through the 10th. We want our communities to understand that teachers are experienced professionals and that their contributions to students, our communities, and future is paramount. Here is KXCI Youth DJ graduate, DJ Plutonium.
I'm here with Nikki Talicki, one of those extraordinary educators that are included in the 2018 honorees of the Distinguished Raytheon Leaders in Education Award in the partnership with Tucson Values Teachers. Welcome, Nikki Talicki, to KXCI.
Thank you.
What makes you proud to be a teacher?
I'm proud to be a teacher because I get the chance to shape the future. I get to touch the future, inspire, motivate, and leave people better than I found them.
That's a good answer.
Thanks.
Okay. Do you have a philosophy about teaching?
I do have a philosophy about teaching. I think that every child matters, no matter what. They matter because they're somebody's number one. So even if they're number 30 on my class list, I need to remember that they're number one on their parents' list, their grandparents' list. And I need to make sure that every day that their life is worth my time.
What does it mean to be a teacher leader?
Being a teacher leader means that I have to lead with grace and courage and innovation, that I have to be worth looking up to, not just for children, but for my peers, too. I attend conferences, I lead conferences, and I set an example. I have to smile no matter what, and I have to face adversity and speak up for those who can't.
Tell us about one of those light bulb moments that teachers live for and when you see your students in moments of learning and engagement.
I have so many light bulb moments, I couldn't just choose one because the students in my class learn something every day. But there are some special ones. I've had many foster children in my classroom. And there was one little girl who I had who had moved homes four or five times, came to my classroom and had to move again. And I gave her a big hug the day she left. And she told me, she's like, I'm okay, because my heart is really my home. And I know that everything's going to be all right because you're in there too. I also had a former student who said that, you know, you believed in me, so I thought I could, and so I did. When I get letters from students who say that I made a difference, those are light bulb moments. One that's currently happening right now is one of my former students is working in New York City. She wears a bomber jacket with my name inscribed inside of it. She's working for the AmeriCorps, and she's helping children in New York City succeed. And I'm humbled and honored that one of those jackets bears my name.
What are some of the challenges you face in your classroom?
We face many challenges in our classroom. Class size, behavior, time, lack of supplies. I don't mean like pencils and crayons and markers. I mean when the students say, I want to build a solar oven. I'm stuck to resorting to a pizza box and a piece of saran wrap with a little foil because that's what I can afford. And I honestly know that there's so much more that a student can do with a solar oven if we had enough money to buy the supplies. Like if I was allowed to go to Home Depot or Amazon and buy the supplies that they needed to do project-based learning, I think I could be extraordinary. And so could my students.
If there is one thing that you'd like the community to understand about being a teacher, what would it be? What can community members do to better support teachers in Arizona?
If there is one thing that I could do to help the community understand what it is to be a teacher, I would want the community to know that teachers are inventing the future. We must not sabotage our profession by focusing on what's wrong. We have to show the joy in our daily job so that we can create a future of responsible adults who will value education and want to be teachers too. We need the media to boast about the incredible things happening in our Arizona classrooms. We need the public to know that we have answered a calling. We're not doing this for a summer off. We even work extra jobs so we could afford groceries. Most teachers are absolutely in love with what they're doing. They'll go to the ends of the earth for a child, celebrate success, and cry together when there's failure. Failing successfully is an incredible chance to begin again and learn more. So what can the public do? Vote. Get educated. Remember, those teachers that you had that were the best teachers ever, they matter. Tell them Donate tax credit monies to your local school. Donate to places like the Amphi Foundation, which helps teachers and students get their needs met beyond the budget cuts. Number one, value education, because the children will grow up and they'll become the leaders in your community. They'll remember that you believed in them, and they'll take care of you.
Thank you for answering those questions with some extraordinary answers.
You can find out more about Teacher Appreciation Week and TVT's mission at TucsonValuesTeachers.org.